Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Mr. Number 905, Gifts of the Spirit Audio, Diversity of Gifts in the Ministration of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord used diverse gifts. Ephesians 4 verses 11 to 14 quoted. All these gifts are to be blended in the work of building upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2 verse 21. Fitly framed together. Study these words, and seek to understand all that they comprehend. Fitly framed together, each acting his respective part unitedly. Thus we grow. Unto an holy temple in the Lord. Have a care how you build. Every entrusted gift is to be cultivated and employed in the Master's service. Not all God's servants have the same gifts, but all are his workmen. God's servants do not all possess the same gifts, but they are all his workmen. Each is to learn of the great teacher, and then to communicate what he has learned. All do not do the same work, but under the sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit they are all God's instrumentalities, through whom he works for the success of the work. God employs a diversity of gifts in his work of winning souls from Satan's army. Members of Christ's body given such gifts as will best advance his kingdom. God will use you when you are willing to be used in his appointed way. Remember that the church of believers constitutes the body of Christ, and that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 25. God calls upon you to unite with your brethren. He has assigned different gifts to the different members of his body. He has given them such talents and opportunities as will best promote his glory and the advancement of his kingdom. He is put to shame when the members of his body work contrary one to the other. Gifts dispensed as God pleases. Today the Lord has called some to the work of teaching others, to fit them for service in his cause. Let those who are so called go cheerfully to their field of labor, following ever the leadings of God. God dispenses his gifts as it pleases him. He bestows one gift upon one, and another gift upon another, but all for the good of the whole body. It is God's order that some shall be of service in one line of work, and others in other lines of work, all working under the selfsame Spirit. The recognition of this plan will be a safeguard against carnal emulation, pride, envy, or contempt of one another. It will strengthen unity and mutual love. Members to respect each other's gifts. What a lesson this scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, teaches. There is to be an active exercise of the various gifts in one body, the head of which is Jesus Christ. Let no member of Christ's body entertain a spirit of self-sufficiency. Because two members do not act the same part, let not one member say to another member, I have no need of thee. Among the members of the body there is to be no crowding, no judging, no measuring of one gift by another. Many gifts are called for, yet all are members of one body. Every gift essential to success of God's work. There is need for a variety of gifts in the Lord's work. Read carefully the fourth chapter of Ephesians. The entire chapter is a description of the Lord's manner of working. Ephesians 4 verses 11 to 13 quoted. Every gift is to be acknowledged as essential to the success of the work. God dishonored by failure to be kindly affectioned one to another. No haphazard work is to be done by those who are laboring in the ministry or in medical missionary lines. God's servants must seek to understand the words. Romans 12 verses 4 to 10 quoted. This instruction is of vital importance to everyone. At this time, above all other items in the history of the earth, these words should be practiced. But today they are to a great extent left out of the practice of professing Christians. This is the reason why God is dishonored by discord and strife, why he does not give to his people the power he would be pleased to impart. He desires to glorify his name before the world and before the heavenly universe. But church members are not doing the work they should do. Each to cultivate the gifts given him. Brother and Sister Bordeaux should be united in their labor, and Sister Bordeaux may qualify herself to become a still more efficient laborer in the cause of God. In the government of children many make a mistake and govern too much. They give so much counsel, so much direction, and want to manage so completely, that they are liable to destroy the will, the identity of their children, and they confuse their minds so completely that they give them no opportunity to act out the powers and develop the qualities God has given them as their endowment. Just so it is with the family of God. There is diversity of operation of gifts, and all by the same Spirit. These diverse gifts are illustrated by the human body from the head to the feet. As there are different members with their different offices, yet all of the body, so the members of Christ's body all center in the head, but have different gifts. This is in the economy of God to meet the varied organization and minds in the world. The strength of one servant of God may not be the strength of another. Those with superior talents expected to use them wisely. If God has given to one man superior talents and greater advantages, he has a right to expect that that man will use his gifts, not boastingly, but wisely. God brings different gifts together wherever an interest springs up, wherever an interest is started. The Lord in his providence will bring different gifts in connection with the one or two who are bringing the truth before the people. Manuscript 21A, 1894, April 2, Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers, April 2, 1894. Need for realizing individual responsibility. Women may accomplish a good work for God if they will first learn the precious, all-important lesson of meekness in the school of Christ. They will be able to benefit humanity by presenting to them the all-sufficiency of Jesus. When each member of the church realizes his own individual responsibility, when he humbly takes up the work which presents itself before him, the work will go on to success. God has given to every man his work according to his several ability. It will not be an easy task to work for the Master in this age. But how much perplexity might be saved if workers continually relied upon God and duly considered the directions that God has given. He says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth, on teaching, or he that exhorteth, on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth, with diligence, he that sheweth mercy, with cheerfulness." Romans 12 verses 5-8. This is a subject that demands close, critical study. Many mistakes are made because men do not heed this instruction. Many who are entrusted with some humble line of work to do for the Master soon become dissatisfied and think that they should be teachers and leaders. They want to leave their humble ministering, which is just as important in its place as the larger responsibilities. Those who are set to do visiting soon come to think that anyone can do that work, that anyone can speak words of sympathy and encouragement, and lead men in a humble, quiet way to a correct understanding of the Scriptures. But it is a work that demands much grace, much patience, and an ever-increasing stock of wisdom. Gifts to be blended. The Lord has given gifts differing according to the grace that is given. Let no one suppose that his special gift is above all other gifts. These gifts are to be made helpful by connecting them with the gifts of others. Each is to fill his place with the gift appointed of God. They are to be appreciated as essential for the advancement of the cause of God. Abuse of gifts offensive to God. Nothing can be more offensive to God than to cripple or abuse the gifts lent us to be devoted to his service. Our service made acceptable by Christ's merits. Our Savior, during all his sojourn on earth, shared the lot of the poor and lowly. Self-denial and sacrifice characterized his life. All the favors and blessings we enjoy are alone from him. We are stewards of his grace and of his temporal gifts. The smallest talent and the humblest service may be offered to Jesus as a consecrated gift, and with the fragrance of his own merits, he will present it to the Father. If the best we have is presented with a sincere heart and love to God, from a longing desire to do service to Jesus, the gift is wholly acceptable.